Blog Talk Radio.
One second, folks. Welcome to Evolutionary Radio broadcast, casting live from the center of the wilderness of North America on this 2000 by 3000. Tonight's topic and episode will be entitled Prince Gets. What is this here? All right, Prince gets booty busted by the satanic elite. So that's what we have here tonight. All right, I'm not going to be hosting, of course. So sit back and enjoy the festivities like everybody else. With that shared, the one who will be teaching us further is within self. So without further ado, I'd like to bring about the supreme energy and frequency from within me, the all-powerful light, master of any master, the divine and supreme being walking the face of earth in our midst today, the supreme soul, the divine and heavenly father, the supreme creator, and his most powerful name of creator of all creators, the almighty Al-Sundara. And all of my divinest and supreme names and attributes, do I give all my divinest of greetings of eternal power and future eternity. All right, as I let the energy resonate and make the transition, this topic tonight was inspired by the one-year anniversary of Prince's death. From this one-year anniversary, there's been radio shows having Prince-a-thons. They've been playing his songs all week, especially today, all day. They've been kind of starting this week, but they've been playing this music all week and different things. It was shared before about this regarding him not wanting to have his music public because he knew that the record companies were cheating the artists. And this was his worst nightmare, which had basically mocking him on his birthday, allowing all of his music to go airborne without his permission, where even his own immediate family have absolutely no power or say. Although I will be revealing some things to this as we're going to go on here. Won't be too long. So I'm going to make things brief, power pack, and straight to the point. So, of course, we remember Prince's record or his album called Slave, which he exposed a lot of things that record companies were doing or that the artists were actual slaves, which is true. In fact, everybody's a slave unless you are the master or you have your own. You're all slaves or dependent minds because slavery, in essence, starts in the mind. So the only slave you can be to is your own self or your own lack of thought or lack of thinking for self. So many things I want to really just be to the point here. Well, Michael Jackson was a greater artist than Prince ever could be, and mainly any artist out there. But Michael Jackson was never given a day like this. This is further pointing to the fact that what I'm saying here, this day was a mockery of Prince. And now his vault, he had a vault of songs written. Matter of fact, an album was supposed to come out today. Not so much music he had stored in his vault or whatnot of song. He was a natural artist who wrote many songs. And in essence, of his songs, he was somewhat of a prophet. You know, remember 1999 and 2000, that was basically the end or the two or the new of this new millennium, which the devil, the European, has not been, his power has been non-void. And what I mean by that, I don't mean that still currently he's not at the physical seat of power, although like what Bush tried to do and deceive people and start the war and whatnot, and Saddam, which they haven't found any weapons of mass destruction. Anything he was able to do in secret or deceit now, during that time or that two or the new, he wasn't able to do. And it's still today. Now Trump, he came, now so much that the devil has no power, he can't even get in office, can even deceive y'all. He's seen now before, since the absolute sunlight is out, which is me. He can't even, the thief is seen before he even makes his move. So this has been taking place since the two. So 2000 party, oops, over, out of time. That was referring to the beast on his rule or his reign that is no longer valid today, or his deceit, which his rule is based on deception. His rule that is based on deception, it has no power today, as I've shared on many occasions. So, as I said, Michael Jackson was five times a greater artist than Prince. But you never see Michael Jackson, because Michael Jackson went against Sony, or he was killed because of a deal he had with Sony, worth over billions of dollars, he wasn't allowed that. Although Prince, this has nothing to do with Prince as the artist, as I said. This has to do with Prince allowing his music to be heard over the radio or back now. You can go to YouTube. You can get it anywhere now. This is about creating him that now they can make money off of his music, which he practically would have died over, which he didn't die, by the way. I'm sharing that with you also. Prince was a devoted, like Madonna, he was a devoted Illuminati member. Some of his songs or some of his concerts, they talked about terrorists. They talked before, back in the 90s, he talked about bombing Iraq and little things that they share with them when you were in that table. Kind of like B.I.G. a little bit. If you listen to the song B.I.G. with the music Juicy in the back, this is back in the 90s. He said, time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. That was in his lyrics. Those are little hints and signs or buzzwords or clues to you that these people have been at the table and they know about these things before they happen. They've been told already about them. And they're to keep it secret, although some of them in their music, they throw little hints out there. Because you wonder, why would he mention that back in the 90s, blow up like the World Trade? Where did that come from? It's because since
9/11 was an inside hit or an inside job, these people are revealed these things and they toy with you all. But Prince is not dead. He's in what you all call those underground cities, because some things get ready to happen where not even your money gonna mean anything in a few days. He was willingly taken there and will remain there. These people are building. Matter of fact, they're building on Mars. They're putting up homes and fast food joints and fitness centers on Mars, on other planets right now. They're on Mars. The Iraq War was mainly about putting more contractors there than it was about the lie that they told you, which is why there was always more contractors there in Iraq than there was troops. Because they've been building resorts and different things over there also as well. So now they've shown you that they don't care about America, where they gave you a hated president and a failed future. You all are set up for failure that are still under this government and under this system here. So Prince is still around, although they took his music. And he agreed to it because they told him to, or else. You know, and of course, good old Prince didn't give him any resistance, so he submitted to them like he was supposed to. Some say Michael, you know, he's still around and whatnot. I know the Israelite guy, Yash, whatever his name is, I know he's said some things on that. There's some truth to that. Michael also as well, as he shared before, the clone breaks down. And that was true. That was a horrible clone of Michael Jackson, of the face and what they tried to mimic of him, of his different surgeries and different things. The clone was falling apart. So I'm not going to get into Michael Jackson because this is about Prince. Although these things are very evident if you can see beyond the illusion. Remember, these people are master illusionists. They tell you only what you want to hear or what you want to believe and deceive you on that and control your mind. It's part of the mind control. If you don't know the truth, then you're never free, because only the truth can set you free. So the idea or the necessity for these people's reign is to keep the truth hidden. That's what this is about. I'm the total opposite. I'm to reveal the truth. I'm to give the truth. Their world is based on masonry, which is the hive, the 33 and the third degree of the little knowledge, little information they have. I deal on the 360. They're dealing on the 33 degree, which is a couple of degrees above freezing. That means they have just enough knowledge above you all who are in freezing or death. You're not alive. So they have just enough knowledge above you or above death. So all around is death. You all eat and do things in accord with what tastes good, what looks good, what feels good. You have abandoned babies all over the place because that individual physically looks good to you or it feels good. No morality, no intelligence, no knowledge to it. That has been taken out. So they're able to control chaos. In order to control you, they can only rule you or control you in chaos and make the chaos such a norm to you that you think is normal. Some of you all, if we presented an idea of peace to you or a way where you could think and whatnot, You're uncomfortable with that. That's foreign to you. You hate that. So to make peace and contentment seem like it's negative, or it's shared, or he shared himself, that I would deceive them so badly, God, that they'll accept lightness for darkness, darkness for light, God for the devil, and the devil for God. So truth is demonic to them. Doing what's right is negative. People don't want that. Or to some, doing what's right is demonic. Oh, you're taking my Christmas away. How can you do that? Y'all don't believe in God if you don't believe in Jesus' birthday on Christmas. Who told you that? Who told you Jesus' birthday is on Christmas, since the Jews, same people that are supposed to be the chosen people, the Jews and whatnot, who was going to kill this prophet Jesus, not the ones you all put, but the historical Jesus, or the real one, Esau, they were going to kill him, so his birthday was known hidden. It was hidden. Matter of fact, on the omen, it tells you that they were keeping his birth secret because they were trying to kill him. In the movie The Omen, it talked about God versus Satan. So the people, then his birth date or his time of birth had to be kept secret. So if it was secret, then where'd you get this date from? Why are you worshiping a blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jesus, the one who has oppressed you and has gave you nothing but hell for over 400 years? Why are you worshiping them? Why do you love your master while your master gives you nothing? You continue to march. You continue to get beat in the head. Every few months, you all are hollering about police brutality. You got beat in the head. You didn't stop, or you couldn't keep your mouth shut, or whatever the case is. So you receive nothing, but you love it. You love your master's treatment or torment towards you. Meanwhile, beings like us or myself, we don't have any problem out of your master, because he respects beings that are superior to him. He has no other choice. When you're inferior to him, he has power over you. That means he can put his foot on you. Although when you're over him, over his knowledge, over his mind, then he knows he has to look up to you, that if he wants to live or survive, he needs to feed or learn from you. But since you all don't want to, I'm here to make head the tail, the head, you all don't want to be from the tail to the head, you want to remain the tail. You want to remain the one at the bottom of the barrel. You want to remain the footstool of your enemy. You like that. So anyway, back to old Prince here. So last I was speaking on Prince is he's in one of those underground cities. And you all just got a little glimpse of what they're like. They're really working on those things. They got more than just air and some sunlight down there and a couple of movie theaters and bowling. They got homes. They got secret facilities and party places and beaches. They got all kinds of things down there, things you couldn't even imagine that could be underground, which they built. Whatever you can think of or imagine, they got it down there. Just put it like that. That's how much money or resources he's putting into this. So when it gets so crazy and chaotic on the outside, they're going to be in the inside. Kind of like, what's that movie, Deep Impact, where a certain selective few was taken before that tidal wave and whatnot came, or that that meteor that hit. Before that took place, there was a selected few, which they have their system of who's all in there, of who they want around, who they're going to keep, what minds they want to keep and what minds they don't need. That's really what the real population deduction is, not so much killing you and whatnot. They know most of y'all, 99.9% of y'all ain't worth a damn and never going to be worth a damn. So why not just kill you? So he's going to kill you in the food, or he's been killing you in the foods, kill you in your own ignorance, your own mind, kill you in the air, and kill you in your water. Anything that you naturally use, he's going to kill you in. Even stress, that's the number one killer. Kill you with the stress on the job, and kill you with the ignorance in your home between you and your wife or spouse or whatever heartaches or stress that will come to you. That's common today. Now, since old Ronald McDonald Trump signed that, bill there to put that cancerous spray in your vegetation or in the vegetables you're going to be getting. So that means if you're not producing your food for yourself or it's not organic, you're going to get cancer. And it's the more you eat cancerous foods, the more the cancer is going to develop in your body. So that order was just signed. He's working against are for killing you all, since he's now the new servant, the new face. So that's the main idea here. Let's see. So what I know of now, or what's been shared, Prince's family is basically they ain't getting 10% of the royalties. So if they're telling you all that Prince's family is getting his royalties and whatnot, it's false. They definitely ain't getting all this money that's going around today of playing his songs. Because whenever a song is played by artists, they're supposed to get paid from it. So they're playing every station today. Just like kind of when he died, they were doing Purple and different things. And I've mentioned some things before that. I said, they didn't do that for Michael Jackson. He was five times. He won more Grammys than Prince. He had more nominations for Grammys than Prince. He was more known than Prince. Maybe Prince is a little more known, not more known. Matter of fact, Michael Jackson, with all of this propagation of Prince, Michael Jackson is still more popular than Prince worldwide. Right now. So they tried to blow up Prince like Michael Jackson because he's just as good of an artist as Michael, although Prince didn't have Quincy Jones. Quincy Booty Jones, the little homosexual that had Will Smith, and he had a little bit of LL, and he tried to get a little bit of Tupac. Go back and research it. That was what Tupac said about Quincy Booty Jones. If you don't believe me, you can research that. You know, everything that's internally net, or your inner net, internally net yourself, you can get these things instantaneous now. Just look it, just Google it or look it. So even though, oh, and Quincy also had Michael Jackson, his most prized possession. Anyways, he didn't have him. So even though Quincy Booty Jones was whatnot, what he was, and Michael was whatnot, what he was, they still was a dynamic duo as far as a artist producer. So Quincy was a one of the best producers during that during his time or in that time. I'm not going to get into that because that'll be a whole nother thing. I can get into him being an artist and whatnot, and his time with Ray Charles and different. He goes back pretty far, and how he transcends to pop music. So I'm not going to really get into that. Although I will say this. He was not, Prince was not near, to this day, is still not near the artist Michael was, yet You All Wore Purple and all the artists gave tribute to Prince. They was instructed this, by the way. They didn't give it out of no Prince love. And all. They sure didn't do it for Michael. Did nobody wear the glove for the week, you know, the little Michael glove. They didn't sell any of those gloves. You know, his death was a hit. When you're with these people, you can either die a moralful death. I would say a moralful death in their, according to their world, not what we would view as a moralful death. You can die a mortal, or you can die, you know, a hated person, or you can just die off quietly, what Michael did. They said they control all that. Since they control the media, they control your minds. They control the show. So they can either make you die. That's how you can also tell if you was in good graces with these people. If you died like Prince, you really didn't die. They just, but if you didn't cooperate with them, then you have the image of death like a Michael Jackson or some of these other artists that they got rid of. You know, Pimp C and all those people. People you never even heard of before. You never even known what kind of music or any of their music unless somebody told you about them. So that's what I wanted to share on that. Let's see. So trying to backtrack here on what I was saying about Prince. So the artists and all of the people, you know, the Purple Day and all that was instructed by the elites to do. The elites in the music industry, the elites in that's in charge over this each family member is in charge of a certain amount of duties or a certain amount of things. That, you know, kind of like you have a supervisor. He's over a certain group of people. He ain't over the whole, you know, business, unless it's a small business. You know, he's not over the whole factory. He may be supervising his section, or she may be supervising her section, or the manager may be managing his department. So our things are always in different sects. You got different governors of different states. They govern that state. That's kind of the way these people work. So the one who was over the music and different things, entertainment basically, the one who was over the entertainment authorized all these things which you have been witnessing. I said I was going to be brief tonight, and it appears my time's getting a little short here. So, anyways, I just wanted to share a few things tonight on that, and we're going to go ahead and cut it time. So mathematical science, and great night for all.
Okay.